You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Leicester have picked up 18 of their 21 points at home this season, Derek, and this strikes me as the sort of match they will fancy. All those stars from last season might come alive in a match like this. They did against Manchester City earlier on in the season. I think they'll be at it from the get-go here.
Well, they will, but that game at Man City, increasingly, I mean, I waxed lyrical about Leicester after that game. I thought they were sensational. I thought, this is it, we're back to the old Leicester. But the form has been devalued with each passing week, hasn't it? You know, Leicester haven't reached those heights again, and City have seemingly gone from bad to worse, apart from one or two bright spots. 9-2 definitely gives you something to think about. You know, this is the champions after all. They haven't performed like champions, we know that. But it's still a price, I think. It makes you think, should I let that go begging? I mean, Chelsea, you know, when everybody was raving about them and you're putting all those wins together, there was something not quite right about them to me. I mean, you know, they were chasing Arsenal's, you know, the invincible season Arsenal's run. And no, not in a month of Sundays is this Chelsea team as good as that Arsenal invincible team. So a defeat was waiting to happen in my eyes. But still, they don't lose fixtures like this. You know, since the early weeks of the season, when they've got a job to do against teams like Leicester, they've got it done. I don't see it being a cricket score. But let's not forget that in October, they give Leicester a 3-0 hiding, really, at Stamford Bridge. Don't think it'll be like that this time around, but I think Chelsea are well worth the bet here to get 3 points.
8-13 Chelsea for Derek. That run, that 13-match winning run, Simon, was halted by Spurs in that impressive Spurs performance at White Hart Lane. They've got to show they can bounce back from that. I'm sure they will. But once that 13-match winning run comes to an end, it is difficult for them to hit their straps quickly once again.
Yeah, I think what Spurs and particularly manager Maurizio Pochettino did there was show a blueprint as to how to beat Chelsea, really. I mean, it was a really clever game plan they had to try and pull on Azpilicueta as the smallest of the three centre-backs and get a really good header of the ball on him. Obviously, Dele Alli came up with the goods. And it wouldn't be a surprise to see a lot of teams really examining that 90 minutes, the Chelsea-Tottenham game, as to how you get to beat Chelsea. I can see Claudio Ranieri will probably be without, or certainly he's going to be without Riyad Mahrez, one of his best crosses of the ball, without Islam Slimani, one of his best headers of the ball. And Jamie Vardy's also, I think, severely doubtful for this game. So he's not got all the weapons he would like, but I still think Leicester will find a way to score in this game. And I think it opens up the match result on both teams to score. Let's not forget, Chelsea conceded two in their previous Premier League game against Stoke City as well. So it's four goals conceded in two Premier League matches for what had been a fairly impregnable defence up to then. And I think that the chinks are starting to open in the Chelsea defence. Leicester to score, but Chelsea still to win. A better price at 5-2 for me.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.